Continues the Gemara Daf Dalet. The Gemara says as follows: we have a machlokes shlokish Reb Yochanan. You study the machlokes shlokish Reb Yochanan. The shlokish learns from Sinai. Reb Yochanan learns from Miluim, the din of Prisha. Reb Yochanan stam legab the din Mila, because the Gemara says the word Mila numerous times. Reb Yochanan learns from Miluim, so we said that Prisha de Pora is a Mila because he learns up. Lazis lechaper one thing only Yom Kippur. The Gemara Gimel Beis. So Mila was only of Prisha Pora. Rish Lakish learns from Sinai, and the Gemara uses the Mila legabredin Hazor. That means Hazor by Yom Kippur and by Pora is only a Mila. That's the Mila. We use the Mila two different nekudas. One is the Gabi the Prisha, and one is the Gabi the Hazor. But the Kapparim the Machlok is the Shlokish Reb Yochanan. Reb Shlokish learns from Sinai, and Reb Yochanan learns from Miluim. Zok the Gemara Daf Dalad Omed Aleph. Around 6 lines from the bottom. Tanya Kavosik Lishlokish, they learn from Miluim. Moisha Ola Be'onam Niskase Be'onam Niskad. I'm sorry, from Sinai. Tanya Kavosik Lishlokish, learn from Sinai. Moisha Ola Be'onam Niskase Be'onam Niskadish Be'onam. Moisha Rabbeinu went into the Onon, Niskase Be'onam, he was covered by it. Niskadish Be'onam. Kedei Lekabel Tehli Yisrael B'kdusha. Shenema, it says in the Posik. The same Posik we dashed before. Vayishkan Kvayed Hashem Ala Sinai. And the beginning, and the Posik continues, Vayichaseo Onon Sheses Yomim. So this pasuk, this is a riot to Rish Lakish. There were two nekudas that took place. There was a seres adibris that took place either on Vav Sivan or Zayin Sivan. That's Matan Torah. And then there was a 40 days of Moshe Rabbeinu learning with the Eibishter, and then came the Luchos, Luchos Rishonis, Vayishabrim, Yud Zayin Sivan. So these 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was secluded before going into Machne Shechina. What's Machne Shechina? The private that he had with the Eibishter, the 40 days of learning Torah. Where do we see that he had a private with the Eibishter, that before you enter Machne Shechina, you had to be secluded? This pasuk. Rabbi Yosef Agnil learned this pasuk not before Matan Torah, because it says clearly that Vayikra al Moshe B'yayim HaShvi, B'yayim HaShvi means Zion 7. He's learning that way. B'yayim HaShvi, according to him, means Vav 7. Now, if it says B'yayim HaShvi, it can't be Vav 7. That's going to be Gemara's Cheshbon on Amud Beis. According to him, this Maisa did not take place before Matan Torah. Matan Torah was Vav 7. So it can't be B'yayim HaShvi is going on this Maisa before Matan Torah. It's going after Matan Torah. The 40 days, and the Gemara make Chedri is part of the 40 days. But Al-Kaponim, we see he was secluded before he went to Machsha Shechina. Zog Gemara, Vayishkan Kved Hashem Al HaSina, Zeroyim Maisa Ach HaSes HaDibus, Dibus after HaSes HaDibus, Shoyitchilu La'boim Yoyim, Divir Reb Yosi HaGlili. And he took hold of Vav 7, and this took place after Matan Torah. Rabbi Kiva Oymer, no. Now, the reason why it can't be that this separation, Rashi explains, was before Matan Torah, because the Pesukim say clearly, Moshe Rabbeinu went, and he told him about Mitzak Bola. Moshe Rabbeinu came back, and he told him about Prisha Me'ishtom. So it can't be that he was secluded with the Eibishter. Prisha means totally secluded, like we said. So it can't be that that was before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, he was back and forth with Kal Yisrael. So it must be going after Matan Torah in the 40-day Cheshbon. Rebbe Kiva argues, no. Rebbe Kiva argues, Vayishkan Kved Hashem Mirosh Chodesh. The Vayishkan Kved Hashem, this pasuk is talking about from Rosh Chodesh 7. Vayichaseu ha'onon lahar. This all talk about, not that Moshe Rabbeinu was niskase ba'onon. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's no riot to Rish Lakish that Moshe Rabbeinu was niskase. This niskase ba'onon is going on the har. Har means not to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no prisha in the har. Zog Rash in the top v'loy l'moshe. Shalakon oysen sheish yomim olav yod bashkoma. Moshe Rabbeinu back and forth. The Vayishkase was not Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no prisha from here. Vayikra Moshe, and then the Eibusha called out Moshe. Moshe v'chol Yisrael oimdim, meaning everyone heard this. This Aseres Hadibros. V'lo yabar kosev el l'chalek kovet l'Moshe. So why does it say Vayikra Moshe by Aseres Hadibros? Not because he was secluded. It was to bring kovet to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayikra Moshe. But be'etzem the kriya was the ganz Kal Yisrael. So there was no seclusion at all in this pasuk. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Matan Torah was B'Zayin 7. So this pasuk can be going on before Matan Torah. If Matan Torah is B'Zayin 7, this pasuk can go on before Matan Torah. Because it says, Vayikra Moshe B'Yayim HaShvi, Taka Zayin 7, stems, very geshmak. Because Zayin 7 means, Vayikra Moshe B'Yayim HaShvi, Pasha the Crow, is going before Matan Torah. But was there Prisha? No Prisha. So that's the machlokes of Rabbi Yosef Agnil and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosef Agnil is a writer, Rish Lakish, that from Sinai, we see that there was a Prisha before you went to Machne Shechina. Which Prisha? After Matan Torah. A chelik of the 40 days. Zog the Gemara, now the Gemara digresses, now the Gemara says two more Amaroyim that hold like a B'yosi Aglili. But Lav Dafka, it's a Raya, like Abra Din Aprisha. Zog the Gemara, Gabnosen, Oymel, Loiba, Kosuf, Elalamarik, Achila, Vishtiyesha, Bemeyov, Losumoy, Kamalach, Yashores. Reb Nosson says, the Pasuk is only telling me to be memayik achilu v'shtiyah shemeyov, to take care, to make sure that all the food, shebemeyov, all the food that was in Moshe Rabbeinu's intestines, should be totally removed. That was the 7-day purpose of the separation. So Rashi says, Reb Nosson be'etzem holds like a b'yoy saglili. There was a prisha for Moshe Rabbeinu. There was a prisha. And the prisha was in order to get rid of all the food, separated, like Malach HaShoves. He was in a cloud after Matan Torah. But what was the purpose of that? Not to teach us the Doris that before you enter Machne Shechina, you have to be separate like Yom Kippur, that we're trying to learn out. No, it's come to tell us that when you get the Torah, the food has to be removed like a Malach HaShoves you had to be. You had to become like a Malach. But that's not going to be Melamed Legabel Doris. What's the Doris have to do with being a Malach? With the Kohen Gadol enters, yes, he's like a Malach. But not the din that you have to be like a Malach HaShoves for Kabbalah HaTorah. So Rashi, Reb Nosson Sovel Kabbiyei Saglili, the Prisha L'moy Shavoi, but not L'omad Mikan, L'shach, L'chos L'mach L'shchina Prisha, Shlohoi Sa Prisha Ela Shebeshit Shiyom Alon, and Ismael Ko Achille Shemayim. It was 6 days. We're going now, we said, Avadet in a Kibbutz, 6 days, and the question now is, the 7th day we said that you need because of Shasha Boil Nida, but the point is, there were 6 days of Prisha. Now, the question is that we know that the Mon was Nivlu be'evorim. So where is the bichlal food in his stomach? Shemeyov. So the Tos Rosh later on, Daf Ayin Hei, bavons this, and he says that the mon was takin nivla. By saying there were other achilas. There was bosor, there was slav, there was korbonos. So avada dad bosor taka had to be nivla. Very geshmak Ramei Simcha I found. Ramei Simcha says as follows. There's a famous Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos. The Rambam says that if someone makes a shvua, shloi nishba, that is shloi yoichal shivas yomim, it's a shvua shov. So the old mochan is Rambam. What's the makor of the Rambam? When you say you don't sleep 3 days, we know the Gemara says you can't sleep 3 days. Where is the makor that if you don't eat 7 days? Where does Rambam take this from? Zokta meir simcha in Hilchos Shavuos, v'shir shivas yomim nira remez miyume davdal yomim beiz. So it's very geshmak in Makar. He says the Makar is, Ibal the Gemara says over here, he needed miruk shebemeyov for 6 days. That was the 6 day miruk. So that means when you say a shvuah shlo oichal shiva yomim, you can't live. Because we see Moshe Rabbeinu had to take out any parcel that can sustain him. So what's that amount? Food in your stomach for 6 days. So haim a shvuah shlo oichal shiva yomim, that's taka 7 days. Rabbi Bruin was ma'ira to me. I show him this Rambam this morning. If you see Makar of Shiva Shiva, he says, no, it's Meduk Tik Dafka Shisha. Because 6 days, the Prisha was six. So 6 days, Taka, you have the Prisha. And then the seventh day, there's nothing left anymore. Because the Prisha was Taka six, and 6 days you need to milk. So when you make a Shavu 7 days, the Taka can't live. That's Taka the Makar. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili Shita is that it was after Matan Torah. That's right to Rish Lakish. Reb Nosson is grader after Matan Torah, but it doesn't mean that it's a raya leprisha. It's just like Abi Milk Oichas Shemeyov. Reb Masi Ben Chorosh, similarly, and it's questionable if it's a raya ledoris or not, but a koponim, it's similar to the previous teretz, that it's for sure, Beshitza B'yai said, the question if it's a raya. Why? Reb Masi Ben Chorosh, Oimer, Loi Ba'akos Ve'la La'ayim Olov, to threaten Moshe Rabbeinu, to put him in a mode that he's scared. Why? Kadesh de Torah nitna be'eim or beretet bezeil. Torah has to be given beretet. Shenemar, Ivdos Hashem be'yira. So does this mean that we're dashing the beginning of the pasuk? Ivdos Hashem be'yira. Ivdos Hashem be'yira means that it has to be be'yira. So does that mean that any time you enter, you have to be be'yira, so you have to have prisha? Or it's a dafka din of Matan Torah? So the Gemara dash at the end of the pasuk, v'gilu be'gado. What is v'gilu be'gado? You have to be joyous in the time of fear. Ma'i v'gilu be'gado? Om ravada ma'masa om rabba mokim gila shom te'irado. Now, Rashi over here learns, you can be medayik in the Rashi. Rashi says, La'ayim olav, first very assertive to Rashi, La'ayim olav, hu nami sov l'kabiyah seglili. He holds like a biyah seglili. The prisha was for Moshe. Now, Rashi doesn't fear Royce. Ach loy lumed mikan l'shayin echnosin l'mach neshchin prisha. Daddy doesn't say those words that he said in last day by Maskel. Does that mean that it means the same thing or la'av dafka? We'll see in a second. Because Rashi says, what does it mean to separate him, to scare him? La'av dilom b'mnei odom she'tochol olav eimo. Rashi is the biggest side. A person is not surrounded by people, he's not influenced. So when he's separated from Bnei Odom, so then a Shaykh Eimer should be chal on him. He needed the separation to be enter Machne Shechina. So maybe this negev for Machne Shechina also, to be Be'emo, to be separated from people. Can't enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim unless he's separated. Then Rashi fears Zois, the end of the Pasuk, V'mokim Gila, is talking about Matan Torah. Like it says, B'kudu Hashem Yisorim Esam Chelev. Rashi brings the Pasuk of B'kudu Hashem Yisorim. Tois on the top brings a different pasuk. Kirchsev, ois v'chedvim im koimah. But Mokim Gila is not Pekudi Hashem, it's always V'chem Mim Koimel. So the Shagasayim, Vuhu Sari says, the Nafkamina, Tinashi and Tosis is the Gabi L'Doris. Meaning, if you learn from Oiz V'chem Mim Koimel, so then you need a Prisha whenever it's Oiz V'chem Mim Koimel. Who are they when you go to Mach Neshchina? Masha Enkin, if it's learned from Pekudi Hashem Yishorim, so then it's a dinner matan Torah. It's not a gela deris. Then Ramasim and Cheresh and Amnosim are both v'shitzah b'yaitzeg lili, but not a raya la deris. But if you learn maybe from Oiz v'chedvah Zokta Chagazayeh, then maybe it would be a raya. Now the Ritva also seems to say, the Ritva says clearly that the Be'etzim, the Gemara in Brachas learns from the end of the Pasuk of V'gilu b'ra'odo, the Gemara darshens a whole different drosh and daflamet. So he says, L'oilam the limit is from the beginning of Pasuk. Ivdus Hashem b'yira. And even December Yira, he says, every avoider needs Yira. And who are the Ladoris? When you enter, you taka have to have. So Rashi is meduktig. Rashi left it open. He says, Avadat b'shitza b'yayisi, but it doesn't fear Ois. Ve'ein lemeidim mikan Ladoris. Because the Ritva Taka says you could be lemeidim from the second Rosha. And Rashi is not so clear exactly what it is, if you lemeidim or not. Now, because Rashi only going in the end of the Pasuk is Matan Terim. Kudi Hashem, but the limit might be from the beginning of the Pasuk. Akaponim, one thing is for sure. Rabbi Yosef Aglili is a riot to Shlokish. Rabbi Yosef Aglili clearly says this took place after Matan Torah, then Prisha. Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Masi Mecheresh also say it took place after Matan Torah. The question is why? Was it Lamarik Achilus Hameyov, or was it in order to be Ma'ayim Olav, to be secluded, so maybe be ready to Mekabel Torah? Zogdi Gemoga, B'may Kumifligi, or, so what's now the Yisoyna Machloikas between Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Kiva? He didn't really explain the Braisa. Is the Achman Matan Torah, or before Matan Torah, this Prisha, this Posik of Vayishkoin and Vayikra B'yom HaShvi'i. What's this refer? What's he said of Machloikas? Rabbi Yosef Aglili took place after, Rabbi Kiva said took place before. Rabbi Yosef Aglili is a writer, Shlokish, they learned Prisha. Rabbi Kiva is no writer, there was no Prisha. Before there was no Prisha, he was running back and forth to Kol Yisrael to tell him about the Hakbola and about being punished with the Shem. Zog de Modi, Machloikas is, Beplukta to Dani Tanoi, the following Machloikas Tanoi in the Braisa, the Tanya. Beshisha Bechodish Nitna Torah Yisrael. Matan Torah was involved, Sivin. Rabbi Yosef Yomel, Beshiva. Rabbi Yosi is going with the Shita on Shabbos. Hoisav Yomecha Midaito. It was Zayin Sivan. Now everyone says Torah was Nitna b'Shabbos. Less man the polling. And Rosh Chodesh they came, but the question is, what was Rosh Chodesh on a Sunday or a Monday? That's been the Machlokes on Shabbos, and it was Hoisav Midaito or not. But the Machlokes over here, Tanakama holds Vav Sivan, and Rabbi Yosi says Zayin Sivan. That's what we have 2 days Shavuos. Mandom b'Shisha, so b'Shisha Nitna uveshvi Ola. The mandom that says b'Shisha was b'Shisha Nitna uveshvi Ola. Now, when it says in the Pasuk that Vayikra Moshe b'yoyim ha-shvi'i, that must be going on after Matan Torah. Because if it says b'shisha nitno, that means if it's Vav Sivan, then Vayikra Moshe b'yoyim ha-shvi'i cannot be going on before Matan Torah. B'yoyim ha-shvi'i means b'edya 7. So it can't be going on that. Man d'oma b'shiva nitno, you could say the Pasuk is going on before. Because since it was b'zayin Sivan, so Vayikra Moshe from the Anah b'yoyim ha-shvi'i could be going on before Matan Torah. That's a b'kiva. Man d'oma b'shiva nitno, and the Vayikra is going on that, u'b'shiva Allah. Now the Gemara explains, d'chsi Vayikra Moshe b'yoyim ha-shvi'i. Rabbi Yosi Aglili sovak l'katana kama, that b'shisha nitno, d'oma b'shisha b'chodesh nitno, meaning it was Vav Sivan. Hilkach zeo yemaisa achaseh asadibris. So this whole maisa, that vaychaseh onon, vayikra b'yoyim ha-shvi'i, is not before Matan Torah. Matan Torah was Vav Sivan. When it comes to b'yoyim ha-shvi'i, it was already nistalik the onon. That was not vayikra b'yoyim ha-shvi'i, that's passe, that's after Matan Torah. Vayishkan kvar Hashem ala asina, vaychaseh onon sheis yom ala moisha, vayikra moisha b'yoyim ha-shvi'i, likabula shai Torah. Shai Torah means the luchais. Then he went for 40 days and learned with the Eibishter, private. That was taka the din of Prisha. But not before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah was in Vav Sivan. The Isakadat Vishkin for the Hashem Rosh Chodesh, if it's Takagong on Rosh Chodesh, it's Pasik on before, Vaychaseo onon Lahar, and it's going on the Har, Vayika Moshe B'yom HaShvi, and the Abisha called on B'yom HaShvi, Likibula Seos HaDibras, for the Etzim Matan Torah, Hokibula Lemishisha. We're going now, it's going in Manda Omed, that's Vav Sivan's Kabbalah Satera. So the Pasik cannot be going on before Matan Torah. Voystalik on Mishisha, and Vav Sivan is already over. So it can be B'yom HaShvi. Mashing Rabbi Kiva knows no. Rabbi Kiva saw like Rabbi Yosi. The Omer b'Shiva l'Chodesh nit not early soul. It was stuck on Zion 7. So if we're on Zion 7, then the oil mitzayich that this pasuk is referring to before Matan Torah. And Vayikra Elov, there was stuck no Prisha because he was back and forth with Klai Yisrael. Stuck no Raya according to Rabbi Kiva. But it was stuck this pasuk is talking about before Matan Torah. Matan Torah was Zion 7. Vayikra Moshe mitoicha Anon is only l'chala covered l'Moshe, but really it was Gans Klai Yisrael. It wasn't separated. But a component of the pasuk is talking before Matan Torah. So no Raya Prisha from Sinai. Zog the Gemara, Reb Kiva Sol, Reb Yosi, Doma, B'Shiva B'Chodesh, Nina Teir Lisol. It took place on Shiva B'Chodesh. Now the Gemara says, B'Shlomo, L'Reb Akiva, We know that Yudzai and Tamas, Chomesh Ma'oiges, one of them was Shvilas Haluchas. Now, Yudzai and Tamas, he came down after the 40 days. Now, you have to calculate 40 days from after Matan Torah. He went up. So, right now, we're assuming that according to Rabbi Yosi Glili, that the priesthood took place after Matan Torah, that's before the 40 days. We're the whole time saying it's part of the 40 days. But Pasha's 40 days is 40 days, and priesthood is priesthood. So if there was a prisha after Matan Torah and only Arba'im Yoyim afterwards he came down with the Luchos, so Ebezoi, it's not Shivasa B'Tamas. Zog D'Gemara, Bishlam Rebbe Kiva, that was before, so the Taka, a knap of 40 days after Matan Torah. Bishlam Rebbe Kiva, Adam Mishkach, Rebbe Shivasa B'Tamas, Dishabra Luchos, why? Eskin V'Abed Sivan. There were 24 days left of Sivan. Sivan was a Mole. So after Zion Sivan, you have 24 days. Vishitza the Tamuz, and 16 of Tamuz till Shivasar. So 16 plus 24 is 40. So Molul Arba and Yoimin, the Hava Bahar. There was 40 days in the Har that he got the Torah from the Abish of Luchas and Shainus. Uve Shivasar Betamuz Nochas, and he came down Shivasar Betamuz. Vayiboyshesh Moshe, the whole Cheshman. But the point is, it took place on Shivasar Betamuz. Vaosar Betavrino Luchas, and that's when he broke the Luchas. Elu Rabbi Yosi Haglili Doma Shisha de Prisha. According to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, the Shisha, there was first 6 days of Prisha after Matan Torah. That was seclusion. And from there we learned Taka Legabe Ladoris the Prisha. Varboy in the Har, and then it was another 40 days in the Har. So ad eskin betlas betamuz lo it beluchos. It comes out if you have 40 plus another 6, it means that it wasn't Shivas betamuz. It was 23 tamuz chav gimel tamuz. So ad eskin betlas betamuz lo it beluchos. So it's shver. We know Shivas betamuz. And for the Gemara, like we learned all along, Omer Rabbi Yosi Haglili alboy in the Har bahadi shisha the Prisha. Maybe the Gemara wasn't noches to that. Nechateza, the Talmud Teri is part of the Achona, but the Gemara is taka saying a teretz that the Achona in the Prisha was a chelik of the Arba'im Yoyim. That means the Achona that you have to have was a chelik of the Liman Alein. Achona doesn't mean at the expense of Zmanim, of course, but here we see the Achona was a chelik of the Talmud Teri. Now, it comes out of the Maskona, very clear. Rabbi Yosi Haglili and Rabbi Kiva, the Machlokes is, according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, the Pasuk is talking about after Matan Torah. And according to Rabbi Kiva, talking about Koyde Matan Torah, the Pasuk of Ayikra Moshe, B'Shvi. According to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, it was Lemoshe Levadoi, and it was Moshe Levadoi. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it was going on Gans Klal Yisrael, it was only Chalak Kovid Lemoshe. According to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, the honor was Mechasa Moshe. And according to Rabbi Kiva, the honor was Mechasa Dahar. There was no preach at all. It was just Chalak Kovid, that's all it was. And according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, it was Vav Sivan. According to Rabbi Kiva, it was Zayin Sivan. Those are the four nafkaminas, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Kiva. Zok di Gemara Omar Mar. Now we dash in the posik of Vayikra. It says Vayikra al Moshe. This posik says Vayishkan Kvar Hashem. Vayikra al Moshe. Moshe v'chay Yisrael oimdin. That means Kal Yisrael heard. We're going now past this in Rabbi Kiva that Kal Yisrael heard it together with Moshe, and there was no priest over here. Meseyele l'Rabbi Lozer. This Rabbi Kiva is a riot to Rabbi Lozer. The Omer Rabbi Lozer like Rabbi Kiva. Vayikra Moshe, Moshe v'chay Yisrael, oimdim loy be'akosuv, elo l'chali loy kovet l'Moshe. Not like Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Not like a Masi Mecheresh. Not like a Gnosin. But rather, it took place before Matan Torah. And be'etzim, everyone heard. No one's going to say that Matan Torah was only Moshe Rabbeinu. Everyone heard. Why did it say Moshe v'yikra Moshe? L'chali loy kovet. Tell you about you need to be Messiah Rabbi Lozer. You have three other Rabbi Yosi Haglili, Rabbi Nosson, Masi Mecheresh that are not like Rabbi Kiva. So what do you mean a raya to Rabbi Kiva? So Tosis v'shemeshum da'aloch Rabbi Kiva mechaveroi koma Messiahle. A Messiahle is because the da'aloch is pashas like Rabbi Kiva mechaverov. Zok d'gemara meisvei that there's a Messiahle Rabbi Kiva. That what's it called? There was no Prisha, and there's no Prisha from Sinai, Al-Kopon. There's no limit from Sinai from Prisha. Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yochanan. That tells you before. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Kiva, be'etzim, Rabbi Kiva is a Messiah to Rabbi Yochanan. But the raya is that it was Gans Klal Yisrael that heard Moshe, and it wasn't a private Prisha, the Vayikra Moshe, like we learned after Matan Torah for Arba'im Yoyim. It was a Vayikra Moshe, means a Noich Hashem Lekech, which everyone heard. Klal Yisrael Shomu. So it's a Messiah. So it's why Messiah? Because Halacha Mechaveiro. Right. Enoch Nam, no Nafkamin Ladina. I mean, Vav Sivan or Zayin Sivan, we have a Sveik of the Yom. If you hold like Rabbi Kiva, there's no, according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no Sveik of the Yom. Maybe the Hachmi he was. Nafkamin is Shavuos. Zog the Gemara. Meisvei. Oh, so this pasuk is talking about now when the Eibusha spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu me'ala kaperis. The pasuk says, "Uvoy Moshe al moed ledaber itoy." When the Eibusha came to speak to him, "Vayishma lekol medaber elov." Elov is a mediyak in the Lashon. Why does it say elov? It should have said vayikaloi. What is elov? Elov is coming to exclude anyone else. Zakti Gemara, and now according to Rebbe Kiva, we just said, and the Maseil Rebbe Lozer, that everyone heard, Klal Yisrael heard him too. So why does it say elov? Now, it's a simple teret. One is Oyel Moed, one is Hasinai. But the Gemara right now is asking a kasha. Meisvei, it states in Pasuk, Elov, Koil Loi. It could have said, Vayika, Vayishmasa Koil, Medabe Loi. Why does it say Medabe Elov? Koil Elov, what does it say? Koil Elov. Koil Elov, a mashma, it's only to him. That's what Rashi learned. It's a diuk, mashma, only him. Lafuke and everyone else. We just said over here that everyone heard him. Swear. Enter the Gemara. We just learned that everyone heard, and here it's Mashma Elov that Moshe Shoma because saw Loi Shamu. Zokim Loi Kasha. Ha beSinai, ha beOil Moed. Part of the difference. One is beSinai, one is beOil Moed. In Sinai, Taka Klal Yisrael heard. Mashek and Oil Moed. It's Taka said Elov. Elov is coming to exclude Klal Yisrael. V'ibo Yisema Loi Kasha. Ha beKiyah, ha beDibur. It depends. When it says VaYikra, so the Taka heard. When it says Loshon of Dibur. So then, Taka, they did not hear. By Yikra, Taka, by the posik of what's it called? Of Oil Moyed. So Taka over there, it says, a Lashon of Dibur, by Daber. Masha'enkin by Yikra, that's by before Matan Torah, that's Taka everyone heard. There's a difference between Kriya and Dibur. So, Akdim Al-Gab Zikr Rami, Koi, Kamei de Rabbe Loza, Va'ami lo'om Gab Zikr Rabbe Loza Rami, he has a stirik. Siv is shaitan posik, while Yochel Moshe Lovi Oil Moed, ki shachan olav ha'onon. Back to the Oil Moed. Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to enter the Oil Moed because shachal va'onon, the onon prevented him from entering. Uksiv, and it says, v'yovel Moshe b'techa onon. The posik of Matan Torah says clearly he went into the onon. So does the onon prevent him or not prevent him? Zogma melamed she'teret says no. Melamed she'tof sakosh bochel le'moshe v'viyah ba'onon. Ein chanam he'on his own, he couldn't, but the Eibush had to take him. Dvei Rebbe Shmuel Tonon ne'ma kam b'toich, another teret. It says over here b'toich. V'yovel Moshe b'techa onon, by Matan Torah. By Kriyas Yamsu, by Voim Bnei Yisrael B'Toich Yom by Abosha. Mal Alon Shvil, there was a road, so to speak. So who had it over here? The Chesiv Amayim Lam Choyma Afkan Shvil. So how did he enter the Onon? Loilam, he couldn't enter through an Onon. But it was a Shvil, that's how he was able to enter. Zog Di Gemara. Vayikra El Moshe Vaydabel. It says Vayikra El Moshe Vaydabel. This is the first pasuk in Vayikra. Vayikra El Moshe Vaydabel Hashem Elam Oil Moed. Aleph, Aleph, and Vayikra. Zog the Gemara, why are we dashing now? Lo mehiktim kriya ledibur. Why does it say kriya before dibur? Limna teret derecheret shal yom adam dover lecha ve'ero alem ken koreyu. Derecheret, you first call the person. Don't just talk to him. And the Ian Yankov says, especially when it's a dibur. Dibur means dibur koshes. You say something harsh to someone, you call him by name, you call him over. Not suddenly you say that harsh without pre-warning. Zog ma mesiela Reb Chanina. There's a riot Reb Chanina. Do om Reb Chanina lo yom adam dover lecha ve'ero alem ken koreyu. Now the Gemara Dashan is Lamor. Now it says in the pasuk Lamor. What did Lamor come to tell you? Omar Musya bam reider amasi mishmeder Ramusya. Others a goyer goyer's Ramanasya. Omar Ramanasya bam reider Ramusya mishmeder Ramusya. Rabbe minayin loy medovel chaveru shu bebal yoymar. If I tell someone something, you're not allowed to say it over. Stomach, you can't say it over. Atchi yoymel lechemar until I tell you Lamor. Lamor means you're allowed to say it over. Shenema vayidaber Hashem elo meoil moyed Lamor. Then without the special dispensation that you gave her a shus lemor, it's takas Rashi Darshan's loy emor hadvogim, elam ke nois those shus. Unless it's lemor, then you're not allowed to say over. Now this is very negeya. First of all, the Meir Simcha in Meshech Chochma says, every lemor in the Torah means that you have a shus. He says there's certain places where it's a chiv. The muscle by Igarat Levincha by Yomu lemor. It's a pshat of the shus, you're allowed to say over. Over there it's a chiv, it's a mesorah of dor to give over. Or by says Hadibris, it says Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Vayoyim Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lamor. It says Lamor before Anochi. Or did a Lamor is upshot of the shoes. Certain Lamors upshot is you have to. This is the Messiah to give over. But Stam in the Torah we learn from Lamor. You have to work out every Lamor in the Torah. But Lamor means that pshat is you have a shoes to say it over. Now the Chofetz Chaim in at length in the end of Klal Beis in the Be'er Maim Chaim he says it comes out in Hilchos Lashon Hara meaning. You're not allowed to say something over to someone in two hechetimtzes. If the person calls you in a private, that means lamer, you're not allowed to say it over. It calls you private, that means keep it private. Or even if it's public, if it's going to cause harm to someone else. But if let's say you have two nekudas, say it's public and it doesn't cause harm, then you will be able. That's called ba'apet losa. Someone's not lashon hara. We're talking about stam. A dibur is something about someone that is not an issa to say it's ba'apet losa, and if it's meaning publicly and it doesn't cause him any harm. Then there's another kuda he says. It's called something called megalasoid, like Ben Yoni says. Megalasoid, if someone tells you not to say something over, that's an issa megalasoid. That's not this issa of lema. That's stam megalasoid. Poise can discuss legabe gilu soid. If let's say a guy is a te'eles, someone tells you not to say over, but you have a way to help him out for a doctor, for a shidduch, for something, even though he'd be megalasoid. To what extent is the issa megalasoid? That's a whole different sugya.
But stam,
stam ba'apet losa. So he says this Gemara is talking about private. He says this Gemara, the Eibush is talking private. So private stomach you can't say over. A private, I took you to my home, I told you something, don't say over. Public, apet losa you could. Apet losa, nezek, or tsar, avada you can't either. So it's a different akuda.
What about the lame if they go ask them and get a response back?
The Gemara doesn't dashen it. The Gemara doesn't dashen it. The Gemara dashen it. Loy emor. Loy emor, look at Rashi. Loy emor, advogim, elim ke nois loshus. Let's finish the last Gemara. Michlal tabai svigal emiluim, kolak kosa ben makaben. We had a Gemara back to Shlokesh and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan learns from Miluim, Shlokesh learns from Sinai. Shlokesh asked Rabbi Yochanan, if it's learned from Miluim, then it should be Ma'akev, because Kol HaKosav in Miluim is Ma'akev. So Eivazoi, by Prisha, should be Ma'akev. And we know it's not Ma'akev, because Mesaklin Loi Koyen Acher. Mesaklin means without Prisha. Now, Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer. We said yesterday, Machlokes Rishonim, is because he held Taka that it's different. Rabbi Simcha has a beautiful pshat, why it's different, because one is called Kiddush Adayim Raglayim Be'emtza Avoida, one is called Before Avoida. That's Rabbi Mechalek. But he's masking that by Miluim, it's Taka Ma'akev, Kol HaKosav Ma'akev. So the Gemara says, Michlal Tavai Yisrael Miluim, Kol HaKosav Ma'akev Ben, the Itmar, it's Taka Machlokes Rabchanina and Rabbi Yochanan. The Itmar Miluim, Rabbi Yochanan and Chanina, Chado Ma'akev, Kol HaKosav Ma'akev Ben. Whatever's written by Miluim is Ma'akev. Question is the gabit other place. The gabit in Nilmat, but in Miluim itself Ma'akev, Bechadam Dova Ma'akev Lederis Ma'akev Ben. Only something that's Ma'akev Lederis is Ma'akev by Miluim. She ain't Ma'akev Lederis, someone that's not Ma'akev Lederis, the Gemara will explain soon what that is, ain't Ma'akev Ben. Tis time of being a ride, Rabbi Yochanan Dova Kolokos Ben Ma'akev Ben. Why? Midikom Rav Shimon Lokos Rabbi Yochanan. Imam Miluim Kolokos Ben Ma'akev Ben. That was the whole Kashish Lokos had on Rabbi Yochanan. That whatever's written by Miluim is Ma'akev. So if the priest should be Ma'akev Lederis, Veloiko Mahade Veloi Midi. He didn't answer him that Miluim is not Ma'akev. Tis tayim that he holds that kol hakos be ma'akev, and not only that which is ma'akev l'doris is ma'akev ben, and Reb Chanina holds kol ma'akev l'doris ma'akev ben, and Reb Yochanan holds kol hakos boy is ma'akev ben. What does he hold the gabe prisha itself that we have already machlokes showing him if it's ma'akev or not? But the gabe miluim he agrees kol hakos boy is ma'akev ben, and the Gemara on Daf Hei is going to say all the things that are ma'akev. Stop over here.